Hello, this is Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies. Today I'd like to talk about something called a darkness retreat. There's a resurgence recently in studying the therapeutic potentials of the old mind-expanding psychedelics, which became infamous in the 1960s. There was a kind of explosion in usage, or at least a ton of leakage into society, right about the late 60s, 1967 being about the epicenter, the so-called summer of love. Well, to most of society, it seemed anything but, where it would start with young people in colorful clothes and crazy hair, often affecting some kind of Hindu mysticism, etc., followed real quickly by police with weapons and even helmets. Then, stories of these same young people apparently or supposedly losing their minds to LSD or at least acting pretty bizarre. Before all this happened, before what looked like out-of-control use by teenagers happened, researchers in the USA and Europe were quietly studying the potential of LSD, psilocybin, and others on psychiatric conditions with astonishing results. Examples include success at helping alcoholics and tobacco users stop their addictions at success rates far higher than any other means. So now again, academics at places like Johns Hopkins have been studying especially psilocybin once again for various clinical conditions, including anxiety following a diagnosis of cancer. While we're waiting for more results to be revealed, right now these psychedelic substances are still illegal in most places, which beyond risking criminal penalties, there's also the problem of sourcing, such as an illegal commodity, so you may basically not know what you're getting. Also, the ayahuasca business, ayahuasca being the traditional use of a psychedelic in the Amazon, while having very nice stories of healings occurring, also have horror tales of shamans abusing their subjects. What is a person to do who wants to avail themselves of emotional healing on this kind of level? One possibility is something called a darkness retreat. This is where the subject would place themselves in darkness for one or more days. That's basically it. Really? Am I joking? No, apparently if a person's eyes can't see any light beyond the normal nighttime period, chemical changes begin happening inside this person. Melatonin, which is involved with sleep and peaks in the blood levels at night, ends up continuing to be produced by one's pineal gland such that it starts building up in the system. That alone is interesting in that melatonin, besides being used for sleep disorders as a supplement, is also a complementary therapy for certain cancers. But apparently that's just the beginning, as after 3 days of darkness, the melatonin gives way to another neurotransmitter called pinealine, which has been studied for its antidepressant effects. Fascinating, I would say, especially as many people, myself included, get terrible nightmares from supplementing with melatonin. Do we need to push through emotional baggage before the happiness can be experienced? Next week, I'll continue this thread. Thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.